Speaking on the subject of like money, and I saw obviously we talked about people trying to save money briefly in terms of like going out to eat. Yeah. I feel like saving money is a subject that's would you say is even more important even now as well, especially with times have changed, cost of living crisis.
You say I use it a lot.
I'm bringing it in context now. I'm not just using a buzzword now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely in terms of like the state of the current climate financially.
Yeah.
I'm sure, are we in a recession or we're heading into a recession?
Who knows, mate?
Something, who knows at this point, yeah. But yeah, definitely this conversation needs to be spoken about more.
Yeah, so the reason why I ask is because obviously, I don't know about you, but for me, I've seen a lot of, you know, that like the old saying was people said save. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, savings now became, people now start saying, why are you saving for? It's all about investing.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people don't even understand investing.
Yeah.
And even if you do understand investing, savings is equally, I say, is equally as important.
Mm.
I wouldn't just say that, don't save, just invest. You still need to be saving money.
Yeah.
And I think regardless of how much, what your circumstances are on, how much you're maybe like earning or whatever,
yeah.
Whether you're earning 10K a year, 20K a year, 30, 100 grand or £1 million a year, I think you should just all be trying to save what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I ask? What are you typically like with your, would you say with your savings from like your history to now? Would you say, and like how would you say that's changed, if anything?
Yeah, I mean throughout the years since I've been like earning money and stuff like that, I'd say my actual savings. I don't know, because I'm someone who, you know, the term like save for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Like I'm more of a, I save to like towards a specific item, if that makes sense.
Specific goal.
Yeah, it's like a specific goal. Whether that's like a holiday or like a,
yeah,
like I've saved up for a car. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like to save for the sake of savings, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've obviously.
What can I ask you? Just why would you? Why is that though? Why not even for the, even so? Take away a goal in mind aside. Why do you not like to like even save for just? But it's nothing particularly you're looking for.
I'm someone who's probably. I wouldn't say I like to live in the now, yeah, but I'm just saying that like, I like to enjoy myself, innit?
Yeah.
In the now, yeah? So, I don't say that I won't put money away. Like, I'll put the money away, but, like, let's say something's coming up, I want to do it. Like, I'll probably dip into that and do it.
Yeah.
Unless that's for a specific goal, I won't touch it, do you know what I'm saying? I'll put it away where I can't touch it, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, what if it's, if I'm saving for the sake of saving, and there's nothing actually particular in mind, a goal in mind, I'll probably dip into that saving, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, I probably will. But in terms of saving, Jim, I'm not the worst, innit? And like you said before, saving now is kind of, I won't say it goes strong and say it's frowned upon, but it's like people's like, invest. Or why you save? Why you put money in the bank for? Like, oh, because you know, inflation or the money loses value and stuff like that. I hear all that, innit? But it's just good habits to have. Do you know what I'm saying? Overall with money, if you're talking more with money, I'm pretty good with money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Are you?
I would say so, yeah. I know you've probably got a different perspective of money, innit, yeah? Obviously, do you know what it is? Everyone's lifestyle is different. Everyone's circumstances are different, innit, yeah? So depending on your situation, yeah? Mm. Some people can put more money away. Some people have to pay full rent. Some people are flat sharing. Some people contribute to the family. Some people don't do. Do you know what I'm saying? It all depends on the actual circumstance. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so for me, what I would say, so you mentioned that yours is more like you're saving when there's a particular goal in mind.
Yeah.
That is where you really pay attention to what you're actually saving.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've said. I'm most disciplined.
For me, that is basically, for me, that's been the case throughout my life as well.
Yeah.
From like really young,
mm-hmm.
when I had something in mind, money will be saved. Now, the reason why for a lot of people, some people, they, even if they have a goal in mind,
uh-huh.
they could easily get sidetracked with that goal,
yeah,
and then start taking money out. But for me, and I think that's where it's even more, I'll say it's even more peak.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it's like if there's something necessarily in mind, thing that I don't rob from Paul to pay Jake, if that makes sense, unless I really, really have to, and that's almost never the case.
Yeah,
that's what I don't do. I don't get sidetracked. So that's why I feel like it's important. And then I allocate a certain amount. I feel like you should, people need to learn to understand what they're investing into, not just jump on a little hype hype thing like a crypto, where a lot of people end up losing their money.
A lot of people invest their money put in different criteria and stuff like that. But you need to, like you said before, you need to understand what you're investing to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then obviously there's another topic that I'm not really privy to give proper advice on. But I know, for example, when I was younger, I was good at saving money, even from like birthdays and Christmases. Like maybe an auntie, a grandparent, and someone else may give me a few. If I got a £20 there, £30 there, that would be saved into like a robot or piggy bank. And then, because I was really into Beyblades from back in the day, the original series, and those toys, and I really wanted it. So my mom told me, if you save all this money up, we can go and spend it.
Yeah.
On these toys, the Toys R Us in Peckham, shout out, that was my childhood. Go there, because those things. And I was from young, so I thought I got taught. I feel like for me,
and Beyblades weren't. I remember they weren't cheap.
No,
they're very expensive. Oh yeah, you remember? You're going back a good 20 years, yeah. Because I remember I used to love Beyblades as well. That wasn't no cheap plastics stuff. That was like hard metal.
Yeah,
like I remember that Beyblade hit your flesh, man. Like
yeah, that'll hurt. It's peak. I've had it. It's like sometimes you know when you're off topic. Remember that like the launcher?
Yeah,
sometimes you know your hands in the way. You put in your finger. That'll hurt. Yeah. Probably these days they say that those items can't really be. They won't really sell it to those kids nowadays. Maybe, or they change the materials or something like that. But yeah, those are my stuff. So I would say for that, I would say for me in general, I think where it changed for me is when I went to uni. In terms of how I would save, it wasn't necessarily the same. I kind of went off, I wouldn't say off the rails. There was times I've done dumb things. I was never an extreme crazy nutcase, but there's times when I wasn't really managing my money well.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying attention to putting money away. Because I was mostly working whilst at uni to obviously support myself, because I had full-time studies. And then everything kind of went out the window.
And
everything. But I've learned to consciously think after uni to go back to what the habits I used to have and become better again. Because you didn't go to uni, did you?
No.
So have you kept, have you got any better, you say you got better then, or did you get, did you have a dip in terms of how you use?
I wouldn't say necessary. I don't know, because during them times when you was at uni and all that, I was just like about starting. I was just starting work, going into it, like employment, stuff like that. And I was at a job at the time where I was getting money weekly, innit, And you know, normally they normally say when you get paid weekly, like you spend it more and all that, innit? At that time,
I've heard, is that true then? So did you find yourself doing that then?
At that time, I was spending a lot, but I feel like I was saving a lot at the same time. It's a weird thing, innit? But in terms of over the years, I feel like I've always been, I'm not the most disciplined when it comes to money. But I'm not terrible with my finances, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In terms of managing debt and stuff like that, I'm always on top of that. Like, you know, do you have a credit card or?
No.
Yeah, in terms of like managing debt, obviously I've been taught this from when I'm literally at that work at that age, like how to, you know, pay off your credit cards and stuff like that. Do your monthly installments sometimes, obviously, so the interest doesn't add up and all that. So in terms of managing debt and stuff like that, I'm very good at.
Yeah. Okay, that's like, you know, interesting.
Yeah, because I know like people that like, you speak to, in general, that's people I've spoken to, I've come across, and they say like they're £1,000 in debt and they're trying to pay it off. And trying to pay off, like, or they'll do the minimum payment, or just what they're paying off, but they're just taking off the interest. Like, I've got nowhere near that amount, nowhere near. I'm very good at managing stuff like that. Because I'm in terms of actual money and stuff like that, might not be the best yet, but I'm not someone who's spend ridiculously on one specific item. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people, I don't know, like, everything's gone up here, but like, I say the cost of trainers today, like I see people buying trainers for like £800+, stuff like that. Now, you know me, I love my crepes in it, but do you know what I'm saying? I won't go past a certain price, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
So with trainers, like, so this is interesting. So with some items, you would say that you kind of have a cap.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because it's
no matter how much you like what it looks like.
Yeah, how much I like. Like, for example, I've always wanted to own a pair of Jordan 4s, cement greys. $9.89 OG ones, but the prices that they're going for, it's like, nah, you can't justify that price. If so I can't justify the price, I won't do it.
So you wouldn't pay £800 for shoes?
For something like a Nike brand, no.
Do Nike brands even go for 800?
No, like Jordan's part of Nike brand. Yeah. So in terms of like sportswear brands like Nike, Adidas, stuff like that, you know, you obviously got the Yeezys and stuff like that. I wouldn't for Nike or whatever Adidas, innit? And obviously you got designer trainers that go for them. Now that's a bit more justifiable because you're going into designer. Do you know what I'm saying? Dior, yeah. Gucci, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But in terms of actual Nike is sportswear. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm not someone who's ridiculous who spends mad amount of money on one specific item.
I feel like for me is I've learned. So this is what I learned. Even like so when I started working after uni.
Yeah.
And I read this recently. I haven't bought the book. I want to read this book. They say, and this is from the richest man in Babylon, this quote I took, and they said that apparently 10% of what you take is yours to keep forever.
Yeah.
So what I started doing is when I was working and I had regular income coming in, what I was doing is there was no particular goal in mind. In fact, that's a lie. There was a goal in mind, but even aside from the goal in mind, I was dead. I think I was taking 10% of my salary was going into savings on a monthly basis. That's for me to keep.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking into. There's a allocation was put in.
Yeah.
And that is a thing that's a good habit that a lot of people don't really thought about.
Yeah.
And if they did get into these habits, even if it is small, like even if you save like £50 a week, it all adds up. And that's a very extreme result. But you can always, I feel like you can always save something. If you actually look hard enough, and then you realize, the reason why I say that is because if you save a certain amount a week, that's not for you to touch. That's for you to keep forever.
Yeah.
If you didn't save that amount, you'd have found an excuse to spend that money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because
if it's in your main account, you just look at it as a collective. You just spend it. You find an excuse. There might be a time when you're just bored. And I've done something stupid. I've ordered a takeaway out of boredom before. It's like, I could have just gone and made food. There's many food that's like, let me get a takeaway.
Yeah.
That money, but if that money's in the savings, that money that was in the savings wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been used. Wouldn't have been used for that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah.
But because it's there, I'd be like, oh yeah, Domino's. But if it was there, I wouldn't have been used it. And then we'll say that, oh yeah, well, I can't save, I ain't got money. You could have, my girl, you could have done this.
Yeah,
there's always. You're just too foolish. You could have just done it, but you didn't think about these little systems.
I've started to get into that mindset as well. It's like, all right, recently, innit? But working it, I was debating, like, should I take off my contributor pension, innit?
Yeah.
And I was like, should I do it? Because obviously, shit, tie out here, innit? And I was speaking to someone that I actually want to bring on the podcast, and obviously, we'll explore more into this, probably more on the investment side of things, yeah? And she was like, okay, you take that off, yeah? You take off, not contribution to your pension anymore, yeah? So you're getting a little bit extra in your account every month.
Yeah.
Where's that money going to go to? And I had to actually sit down and think, like, okay, where does that money going to go to? Because, like, all right, cool. If I'm not, like I said before, if I'm not the best for saving for the sake of saving, and I want to understand investments more, well, I go the more investment route. Okay, cool. I need to start understanding investments. But as of right now, what am I actually going to do with that money? So it's like, I'm not making a quick, hasty decision to come out of the pension scheme. Let me leave it there for now. Do my research, gain some knowledge, and then we'll go from there.
What would you say? That is true. What would you say is? What would you say is more important? How much? Because they say that it's not about how much you earn; it's how much you can keep. That's what's more important.
Yeah.
They say if you can't manage £10, you can't manage £10, you can't manage £100. You can't manage £100, can't be £1,000. You can't manage £10,000 and 100,000 and 1,000,000. So it's all good us saying, oh, we all need more. But a lot of us, are you managing what you currently have?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's gonna be unexpected, not everything you pay for is planned. Some things are gonna have unexpected stuff. We had it there in the first place.
Yeah.
Then you may have been able to use that for, like you said, like a rainy day, which a lot of people just don't necessarily think about. People don't necessarily budget for certain things, and I feel like you can save and budget and still have a very good time.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, it's just actually getting to the nitty and gritty of actually budgeting. Yeah, because like last year, the person I work with, who I actually want to bring on and explore this more of this type of stuff, yeah, she really helped me in terms of actually managing where my money's going to and stuff like that, like outgoings, income. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like she came up with a term that obviously is sick. You have, when you get paid, you got your money and stuff that's not your money. Yeah. So okay. Stuff like that's not my money is phone bill, broadband.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Insurance, stuff like that. So that's not your money.
Hold on, sorry, sir. Could you not have shared this information with me?
Yeah.
Exactly your plug.
Yeah,
as good as I think I'm learning, you're not shed this plug. This guy wants me to be broke and him to be rich.
I'll introduce you.
I see how you're moving. Go
this,
on.
This person will definitely, I'm gonna convince him to come to the podcast. So it shouldn't be a problem anyway. We'll definitely get that panned in it. So yeah, like I was saying, phone bill, broadband, insurance, stuff like that's not your money. That's not your money to touch. So when I get that automatically goes to a separate place where I can't touch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whereas before, I wouldn't say I was reckless here, but it's like I didn't have that pattern, that system pattern there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The thing, what I'll say, the default thing that's paid for you for people that are paye, that you know is definitely not your money and it's already deducted, is the taxes.
Yeah.
So, do you know what people that if you had to manually do these taxes from, if you're just a normal employee, would be in trouble?
Yeah.
They just don't. They, what you earn and what you take is not the same thing.
Yeah.
So you, for interesting, you said that
you grow, you gross, and then you net. Yeah. You know.
So
what I'm saying?
Other people, you think that obviously, also, your rent and your mortgage, that's not your money.
Yeah.
That's not your money. So when you deep, how much is actually your money? A lot of it, even if you're on a decent salary, it's not actually as much as you probably think it is.
100%. Yeah.
It's not your money. So I would say even food is not your money.
Yeah, stuff that, like,
it's
not your money. When she coined it like that, yeah, I was like, things just become so much more. It's just, that's not my money. Like, you think you want to walk around with the latest iPhone or gadgets, and you're gonna have to pay your month, you have to pay back monthly installments, whether it's, you know, you're loaning it from the bank or whatever, or contract through a network provider, whatever. That's not your money. You have to pay back that monthly installments for anything. So when she coined it like that, I was like, yeah, right, that's not my money. So now I know X amount of money, that's not my money.
Would you say most of the money you're having is that doesn't actually belong to you?
No, most of the money that I have does belong to me.
It does belong to you?
Yeah, it does belong to me, yeah.
Okay.
It does belong to me.
Are you a millionaire?
No, far from that. You know what I'm saying? Do you want me to bail out?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. So yeah.
On reflection, it's interesting you said that, because when I look back on when I was getting paid, regular money, like the first time I actually got paid regular money, and I look back on it, there's a lot of money that wasn't actually my money that I actually thought was my money.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I was only counting the money that I got paid. That I got paid off the tax was my money, and that's not for me.
Yeah, your money, not your money. Get used to that term, and trust me, it helps literally. And you can just you can just implement a system to organize things a lot better. Because like I said before, I wasn't the worst when I didn't implement that system. But at the end of the month, I'd be like, move your money around, right to there. Whereas now, it's already pound.
Okay. You mentioned your thing. So when you know people financing cars, so obviously they bought the car, it's on finance, it's not theirs until they paid it off. The money that's going out of their account each month, for like if you're buying them a Benz, a Mercedes Benz, or BMW and Audi, people, that's not their money as well, is it?
No, I mean, if you like, so you want them things in life. There's a price to pay in it, you know what I'm saying? So that's not your money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so things that you finance generally are not really your money.
Yeah. It's like things like, you know, you said before, you go out to buy a mart, flipping a snack or something, or delivery and all that. That's your money.
Even though it's food, it's not food you had to have.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you want to ride around in the latest Benz or whatever, that's not your money.
Yeah. Your money is not your money.
Yeah.
Guys, yeah, so again, thank you for listening. Subscribe, do the honors, please.
I've done it last time. I'll do it again. Guys, like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to turn the
you go behind and go and shut the thing.
No, I'm doing the honors. You go get your ass up, turn that camera off. Yeah, they want to see. They're here for me at the end of the day. Yeah, not for you.
Me, man. They're here for
nah, they're probably here for you, bro. Because I see you doing your solo thing last week, innit? Yeah. But yeah, guys, you've made it this far. Like, comment, subscribe, share, and we'll see you on the next one. Yeah.